Grand Island's West River Parkway is a highway-speed road maintained 6 months of the year by New York State. Later this year, the state plans to close the road to autos permanently and begin the process of repaving it as a bike and pedestrian path. Grand Island Town Supervisor Nate McMurray is among the project's supporters. He tells WBFO the bike path would create accessible waterfront space, something remarkably rare for the island, which has 27 miles of shoreline, but most of it is privately owned.
I have to be a leader for the entire island, and I have communities that are landlocked on the island that don't have any access to the water. And those families want a place to go. So that's why I fought so hard for this.
Town Councilman Mike Madigan is among the opponents. He disputes the claim by project supporters that the parkway is a dead road. He suggests 1,500 vehicles use it daily in the 6 months the state is maintaining it. That traffic would move to the nearby, parallel, residential West River Road.
There were 17 accidents on the service road with a third less traffic and going 30 miles an hour compared to 6 accidents on the parkway. And both those roads are the same length, and the service road is a 30 mile an hour. The parkway is a 60 mile or 55 mile an hour road. The difference is it's a non-residential road. It's one of the safest roads on the island.
Madigan suggests leaving the existing roads alone and putting a bike path on the large median separating them. The state has decided instead to replace the parkway. The Niagara River Greenway Commission's Standing Committee meets Friday to vote on a grant for the project. That meeting is scheduled for 1 p.m. at DeVoe Woods State Park in Niagara Falls. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.